This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. You'll notice as you read the book of Hebrews how often the writer encourages you to respond to truth by using two words, let us. In chapter 10, verses 19 through 25, these words are used five times. In each case, he gives a rationale for the challenge. Verse 22 encourages prayer. Let us draw near to God. The rationale is twofold. First, through his sacrifice, Jesus made a new and living way to approach God directly. Second, when we trust in Christ for his salvation, we are cleansed, thus prepared to enter God's presence. Let us, therefore, draw near to God with a sincere heart in full assurance of faith. Verse 23 encourages us to hold unswervingly to the hope we profess. The rationale for this is, he who promised is faithful. It's like a little child holding on to his father's strong hand as they are jostled in a thronging crowd. It's not the child's grip that counts, it's the father's grip. Verse 24 encourages us to keep a watchful eye for each other so we can spur one another on toward love and good deeds. A watchful eye notices when a brother or sister is drifting and needs a prod to get back in line, or when someone is facing a new challenge, encouraging and empowering them to do so. Verse 25 points out that some are neglecting getting together with fellow believers. This is dangerous. As we move toward the end times, it gets more dangerous. We need each other's encouragement. Let us therefore be faithful to obey these challenges in Hebrews.